And through these agreements, you can improvise a scene or a one-act play. And because by following each other's lead, neither of you are really in control, it's more of a mutual discovery than a solo invention. What happened in the scenes is often as much of a surprise to you as it is to the audience. Well, you are about to start the greatest improvisation of all, with no script, no idea what's going to happen, often with people and places you have never seen before, and you are not in control. So say yes. And if you're lucky, find people who will say yes back. Now, will saying yes get you in trouble at times? Will saying yes lead you to do some foolish things? Yes, it will. But don't be afraid to be a fool. Remember, you cannot be both young and wise. Young people who pretend to be wise to the ways of the world are mostly just cynics. Cynicism masquerades as wisdom, but it is the farthest thing from it, because cynics don't learn anything, because cynicism is a self-imposed blindness, a rejection of the world because we are afraid it will hurt us or disappoint us. Cynics always say no. But saying yes begins things. Saying yes is how things grow. Saying yes leads to knowledge. Yes is for young people. So for as long as you have the strength to, say yes. And that's the word. I have two last pieces of advice. First, being pre-approved for a credit card does not mean you have to apply for it. And lastly, the best career advice I can give you is to get your own TV show. It pays well, the hours are good, and you are famous. And eventually, some very nice people will give you a doctorate in fine arts for doing jack squat. Congratulations to the class of 2006. Thank you for the honor of addressing you.